Today, I'd like to speak to you about gratitude and how you are able to use it to pivot. Now, every one of us goes through hardship, suffering, breakups, loss, and they are not easy. And how we can deal with it, especially during our working time, is to return back to our breath. So I showed you the breath, which was inhaling on three counts, and on seven counts, exhaling. And saying to yourself, I think, I feel, when you inhale. And when you exhale, you say, you can choose, I choose. So this is really important. You always know that you have a choice. So you can also pivot your thoughts and your emotions in that very moment. But sometimes it is of essence that when you feel sad or angry, that you go into this emotion and really explore where it comes from and why you feel so intense at that very moment. And you cannot do this while you're actually doing a task or you're working. And yes, that's true. You need to come back together and get centered and grounded. Especially if you work on a boat and you have to be able to perform in this kind of way. Now, when you have time and you have acknowledged a specific feeling during the day, and when you have time at the end of your shift to go back into this feeling, I like you to go into this feeling and really explore where it comes from. Reason being is, in order for you to be able to control it in the future and to not get triggered in any situations that you cannot control, you can at least control your own response to it and be grateful that you have felt this emotion and that it gives you a sign where you still have to continue your healing process, where you still have to continue to work on ourselves. This is so important because healing or working on ourselves is a continuous process. You cannot just say, I just have healed everything. No, it does not exist. There will be always situations, and like even me, like who has been working on this for the past 25 years, I get triggered, I feel sad, and I go into this feeling and this emotion. And I'm still grateful. There's a certain sense in a certain way that you will know that all of these experiences are only lessons that we experience every single day. And these lessons are there for us to remember who we truly are, how powerful we are within ourselves to choose whether we want to stay a victim or whether we want to take responsibility for our own lives and choices. The choices that we have made in our lives. This is really important. No one forces you to do whatever. It is you getting yourself into the situation and being able to respond and choose at this very moment to respond. There are many times where, for instance, if you lose a loved one, and everything that I'm sharing with you, I have experienced myself. If it's loss, if it's death, if it's disease, if it's sickness, if it's breakups, if it's divorces, if it's even miscarriage, all of these things I have gone through them myself. And when you have gone through all of these things, you realize what is really important is how you respond to life's changes. And especially now with the uncertainty we are facing again now with the war, and especially it hits the yachting industry, and this is important, having gratitude for those lessons that we learn. The next video next week, I will talk to you about movement, and I will show you movements that can actually support your thoughts and your breath. Namaste, Namaha.